A 15-year-old boy is taking on a massive mission.
I've been all over the news.
Joey Rizzolo loves his country so much.
He's 18, is on a mission to thank the troops.
I started the first Freedom Walk in New Jersey. It's a candlelight walk to remember September 11th. Because the walk is a lot of work, and I've gotten a lot of attention from the news, my family, and my friends, September 11th is now 95% of who I am.
It's refreshing to know we have youth of America.
Okay, maybe 60%.
Hi, this is Joey Rizzolo. I am in my room right now with my mom, Rosa Rizzolo. Now, what was my reaction on 9/11/01?
Well, you were here with your grandmother. You were supposed to get your cast off that day, so Grandma decided she was going to turn on the news.
We have a breaking story.
On the TV screen, I saw black smoke and people yelling.
Both World Trade Center buildings have collapsed.
It was really scary. Later that night, there were pictures of Osama bin Laden all over the news. My mom says the next day, I did not want to go to school.
I actually took you to school that day. I didn't let you take the bus.
I was only in the first grade, so I thought any man wearing a turban was bin Laden, including this dad who was just dropping off his kid at school.
When you started screaming that there was the guy who killed all the people, the principal had to take you and calm you down, and you're like, there's the killer.
Hearing about it now is embarrassing.
This poor guy just had this look on his face, like I must have apologized to him about a million times.
I can't believe I would do anything like that, because I'm a nice kid.
This is Joey Rizzolo in our dining room with Mrs. Jane Costco, my old teacher.
My former teacher.
Mrs. Costco's class was fun. It was a computer arts class I had in sixth grade.
I remember you being very shy.
She inspired me to do this walk because of her work with Operation Goody Bag.
Coloring brown lunch bags, putting 5 pieces of candy, and a personal letter of thanks, and a patriotic poem inside each one.
In 4 years, students from my school were able to pack 50,000 goodie bags to send to our troops and first responders. We were even listed on a website for a Department of Defense program that helped soldiers and veterans. When I went on the computer and looked at the site, I saw videos from their Freedom Walk in Washington, D.C.
It was just one of more than 100 Freedom Walks.
A crowd of over 11,000 people walking near the Pentagon. I was amazed. Ever since September 11th, I had worried about terrorism. I was always with my mom and didn't leave her side. Seeing the video made me feel like we don't have to be afraid and hide from terrorists. Then I thought, wow, we can do this in Paramus.
And I said, Joey, I have a lot to do with Operation Goody Bag. If you want to have a freedom walk, you can have a freedom walk. And you did.
Welcome to the second annual Paramus Freedom Walk.
We were expecting 6 kids around the track at the school, but it worked out to be much bigger than that.
We had about 400 people the first year, and 5 years later, we're getting about 1,000.
Hi, this is Joey Rizzolo with my sister, Christina, in our dining room. Would you have ever expected me to organize the walk?
No, because it kind of just came out of nowhere at the time. You met the president. That was pretty cool.
I still can't believe I met President Bush. I know, I don't sound excited, but trust me, I am.
And now you know how to handle people, you know how to handle situations a lot better than you did before.
Like organizing a committee that helps plan the walk every year.
We'll get Anthony's Jeep and stick two flyers on the side, duct tape them on.
It's me, Matt, Rich, Vinny, Brandon, Caitlin, Gabriella, Tori, Eric, Mike, Max, Fabio, and Anthony.
Now, what was your opinion on food?
Popcorn and a cooler.
We're like a Little League baseball team, having fun and making jokes in the dugout. Not many people believe we're the ones doing it.
Oh my God. God bless America.
Last year, we dedicated our walk to a local Marine from the next town over who died in Afghanistan. I know some people think the wars we're fighting overseas makes us more of a target, but I think the soldiers are making me feel less afraid. I even have my email address as Freedom Rocks. This year's walk will be focused on the victims of 9/11.
My name is Barbara Pandolfo.
2 years ago, I met Mrs. Pandolfo at the walk. She gave me a special lapel pin with the Twin Towers and a black ribbon and said, "This is for you." Then I found out her daughter was killed on 9/11.
So what do you usually think about while you're walking?
I think about my daughter, and she was 27 when she died. And it's a very great loss for me. She was my only child. And I just feel you were doing so much to remember 9/11 that I wanted you to have the pin as a remembrance of Dominique and me and our participation in the walk.
Well, I would like to just say thank you for it. I mean, it really means a lot.
Most people who are involved in organizing 9/11 programs have been personally affected by this tragedy. Even though I wasn't, I chose to make it a part of me. And there's always more work to do. We still have to buy 800 hamburgers, 800 hot dogs, 40 cases of water bottles, we have to pick up the grills, and buy 1,000 candles.
John and Ed will definitely do it for free.
They could probably do it for free.
They'll flip burgers all day.
For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Joey Rizzolo.
Free hamburgers and hot dogs for the first 1,000.
Okay. If we start...